for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to discuss today the issue of flicking on one gear vessel. It's a terrible issue. And people do it sometimes, they don't even know what they're doing. In fact, I want to start with a story in the Mechilta. It's an unbelievable story. Here you are, Matthew. Here you are. I want to start with the Mechilta and the story. One of the Tanoim, Lamaisa, was going out to be executed. Rachmana Litzlan. Can you imagine this? He was going out to be executed. Mechilta says, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon were Yotz and Laharig. Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi, he says, why is it? My heart is wondering. I don't know why I deserve to be executed. Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi Shimon, you know what? Do you ever remember in your life that someone came to a Din Torah or had a question and you made them wait because you needed to drink something or you needed to tie your shoes or you needed to put your talus on? And perhaps one of those people was a widow. Amra Torah imtane tane. However you afflicted a widow, whether it's large or small, echet inui marbe, echet inui muat. Amar lo nichamtani Rebbe. Imagine this? He said, you've comforted me. Now he's going to go and get executed. Because in his life, he said that probably happened. And therefore, since it happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it. And this is an amazing thing, and this is where we begin this topic. If you look in the Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim, let's look at it inside, because it's an unbelievable din. Perakov Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Let's see it inside. Kol Almanu V'yosom Lo Sa'anun. Any widow or orphan, don't you ever afflict. Pasuk Chof Beis, Im Anei Taneo Sa, if you afflict them, Kim Tzok Yitzak Alai. And that person that's afflicted, the widow or orphan, will scream out to me, meaning to Hashem, Shamoa Eshma Sakaso. Hashem says, I'll listen to his screaming. That's Pasuk Chof Beis. And then Pasuk Chof Gimel, V'chora Api. Hashem says, I get angry. And you know what the punishment will be? V'arakti Eschem B'chorev. I will kill you with a sword. V'yuneshechem Almonos. And your wives will be widows. Uvnechem Yisoymim. Your wives will be widows and your children will be orphans. So let's look at Rashi. This is an amazing thing we're going to get to. It's kind of like, you know how guys say, I got this? It's like Hashem says, Rachmano Litzlan, I got this. If you afflict a widow or a what, of course Hashem's in charge of everything. But if you afflict a widow or orphan, you know what Hashem says? I got this. And this punishment, let's see inside. Well, first of all, let's take a look. Let's take a look, Lamaisa. Is this referring to Dafkin Almana or Yosom or not? Look at Rashi on Chaf Aleph. Kol Almana v'Yosom l'Sanun. Hu adin l'chol adam. You're a bully. It means a bully. You know the concept of bullying? How terrible that is? It's in the Chumash. You want to give a shir about bullying, it starts here. Says the Shita of who? Says the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. This is not limited only to what? This is not limited to a widow and orphan. It applies to any human being. El Shadibra Akasa Behovet. But these people are predominantly picked on. Fishem Tashushe Koach. They're weak. V'davar Matsu Ilanosim. It's very common that they're afflicted. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, I want you to get it down. Rabbi Shmuel says it applies to any human being. The Mechilta, Rashi doesn't quote it in its complete form. If you look it up, you know the Mechilta is the Medrash in Tanoim. Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that it's limited only to Alman and Yosom. So Rashi ala Torah here is going like Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to see in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Alach Yud, that the Rambam says this is limited only to Alman and Yosom. Even if the widow is wealthy or the orphan is wealthy, doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is they're taken advantage of. I have a friend of mine that told me he knew a very, very wealthy, very independent widow, but there's certain things, Lamaisa. For example, coming to sell chametz. She didn't know how to do it. She had to call my friend. So if she doesn't have a husband, there's still something missing, no matter how wealthy and independent she is. You follow me? So therefore, there's a machloikis. I want you to get this. Rashi's going with Rabbi Shmuel, And the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Pirk Vav Halacha Yud says only like Rabbi Akiva that this lav is limited only to who? To a yosum, to an almana and a yosum. So it's a machlokes tanoim that it seems to be a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Let's continue now in Rashi Chaf Beis. Im Tana also har is a mikra kotzer. This is a brief pasuk. The gazam v'lo pirish onsho. It exaggerated, did not elucidate its punishment. Kimo, I don't mean exaggerated, it just means it's very terse. Kimo lachen kol horeg kain. Anyone who kills kain, gazam v'lo pirish onsho. The Torah did not elaborate on what the onishment is, but it's a bad thing if you kill kain. Af kan, im tana tana oso loshem gizum. It's very, very terse. Kolomer sofcha litol oshecha. He says, in the end, I'll take what's yours. Lama, kim tzok, yitzak elai v'gomri. Because Hashem says, he hears their cries. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, on Chaf Beis, very unbelievable. Vayu nesheichem almanas. You know what the Mida Keneged and Mida will be? Is that this guy will be killed, but we don't know for sure he'll die, so his wife will get stuck as an aguna. The guy who bullied the almana. So the Midi Kid Agamid is that his own wife won't be able to get remarried because he'll be in a good, and the sons won't be able to yarish because maybe he's not dead. You follow me? Look in Rashi. If Hashem says, I'm going to kill you, don't I know that they're widows? This is another curse. That the women will be bound down like live widows. Shloyu Adim Lamisis Balan. There's no Adim that he died. V'tien Asuris Linase. V'abonim Yiyu Somim. And the Abonim will be orphans. Shloynichum Beizdin Leri Lenichse Avim. Beizdin will not be able to what? They won't let the orphans go and take the property. V'she'en Yodim. They don't know Imesu Imnishbu. They don't know if they'll die or they're captured. So the bottom line is that it's a terrible, terrible punishment. Okay? Oh. Now, what's the rationale of this? Let's go to the next page. Sefer Achinuch. Mitzvah Samechei. The Mitzvah, the Chinuch writes the following. Let's read the Shroshia Mitzvah. Yeah? Says the Chinuch, Mishroshia Mitzvah, Mashikasavti Besomach, Binin Agir. Notice the puzzle right before that was the gear. Fisha Eluhein Tashushe Koach. These are weak people. Shein Lehen Mishi Yitom. Tanosum Bechol Nefesh. There's no one to advocate for them. Kamoshaya Ose Ish Almona Avien Shal Yisomim. Im Hayakayim. Like we would think what? The father of the Yisomim, the man of a widow, he would advocate for them. Therefore, the Torah, our Torah, the complete Torah, warns us, liknos midas chesed v'rachamim b'nafshenu, v'niyeh yisharim b'chol ma'asenu, and that we should be straight with all our actions, kilu yesh kinegdenu toeng. As if we have in front of us an advocate, b'koach atayne b'afchenu, against us. V'nechos, we should be merciful. V'nechbol, we should be kind. Aleim, v'neres chusim, v'chol davri yosir, v'mishayinu osim, imaya avkayim. We should even make it better than even if the father was alive. You follow me? You don't take advantage. You make it as if that what? That they have an advocate for them, and therefore you won't take advantage of them. It's a terrible issue. The Rambam in the Lavin, in Reish, Lotase, Reish and Vav, speaks about the same thing, that you should warn not to afflict an alman and a yosim, and it means with words, with actions, but you should be nice to them. Doesn't just mean don't be a bully, it means you should be nice to them as well. And the Smag in Lavin Ches writes the same thing. In fact, the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says two separate Lavin, one to afflict an almana and one to afflict an orphan. So you see all the Rishonim quote this din and take it very, very seriously, al pi halacha. It's interesting that the Chinuch quotes this Medrash. It says, a son complains to his father. A woman complains to her husband. The Alman and Yosef complain to who? The Eivishter. V'ashamati ki achanun ani. It also can mean, Shamoy Ashma Sa'akasa. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Okay?
Rabbi, so,
yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Is there any concept, like I know that there's an isser to strike your parent and to give them a bruise, right? So I think we say, like, even if you're having like a baseball catch with your dad, you should be very sure not to throw the ball too hard, because there's no, even if you did it by accident, it's still bad.
Excellent.
But like, let's say you happen to be a Jewish employer of a widow, or you're the teacher of a yosom.
You got to be very careful,
sir, or you have to whatever.
Proud of you.
Is that a way where we could say?
Excellent. Like, look at the next page. Basically, you got to be musar, but you got to be very delicate. Look at the next page on the bottom. Excellent. Matthew, mikom makom, omru b'hayim. You see that? Shemutu la'anosim k'sas l'to'altam. It's mutu to afflict them a little bit for their purpose, for their help. Kigon harav l'talmido, shal toro, shal umnis, a rebbe of Torah, or an apprentice, a mentor to an apprentice. Aval afilu l'to'altam. But you got to be very careful. Even when you're giving them musar for their own sake, mitzvah lahakel behem yosher mishar kolam. You got to be very delicate and balanced. Vamru gamkein shebris krusulem shenanin mitzakosim. And there's a covenant that Hashem made with them that He will answer from their cry. Shenemar shemoy hashmat zakosim. Shem nikroim yisom lini mitzazu. How far old is a yosom? Actually, srichim yiskeim l'odim gadol. Once you're self-sufficient, el osin kol tzarki atzim kashar gadol. You're not a yosom your whole life. Once you become self-sufficient. Once you're self-sufficient, you know, there was a guy who told me that he's a yasum. He was already self-sufficient. He's not a yasum al pidin regarding this. So you're a machav in the chinuch. I'm proud of you that sometimes you have to give musar, right? They call that tough love, right? But it has to be in a what? It has to be in a very delicate way that you make it very, very clear the reason why you're doing it, and that you love the person and you're trying to be makel. And very important. Okay, you follow me?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I want to point out that in the Medrash, the Mechilta said, Echad inui merub vechad inui mu'at. The biggest or smallest inui is a problem. Dover Acher, listen to this. Rebbe Omer, imtane tane, magit shenu chai vachiyan of yeshana. Coined the Rabbein HaKadosh, you only over Isser if you repeat it. You follow me? This is in the Mechilta. So Machloik is a Tanakami and Rebbe. The Tanakami says, Echad inui merubah v'echad inui mu'ud. The Rebbe HaKadosh says, you have to repeat it. So the Malbim, you know the famous Malbim, you know the Malbim. The Malbim is a parish in the Mechilta. He wants to say it's Lishitoso. He wants to say the Machloik is Bishmo Rebbe Kiva is Lishitoso with the Machloik is Tanakami and Rebbe HaKadosh, meaning the following. Since according to Rebbe Shmuel, the din of Losa'onon applies to any human being, yes? You can't be a bully on anyone, even the smallest affliction. See, he has a widened scope regarding the person and the actual quality of the bullying. You follow me? Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, he limits it only to an orphan and a yasom, and he limits it only if you do it twice. Okay? So therefore, Lamaisa, the Malbim, wants to claim that these are Lishitosim. Okay? That's what he wants to tie it. If you apply it to a widened scope that you can, the Isser applies to bullying anybody, then it applies even to the smallest white type of bullying. However, the content can be the smallest type of bullying. But if you have a limited scope, like the Sheet of Rebbe Kiva, that applies only to who? Only to an Almana and a Yassam, also the type of bullying is only an Isser when you repeat it twice. You got it? That's the Malbim. Okay, I'm proud of you. So now I want to see the next page in the Chinuch over there, because says the Chinuch, as the Chinuch always does investigate, he says, "V'noheges mitzvazu b'chol makom b'chol zman." You see that? B'scharim b'menekevus. Both Jewish men and Jewish women, it applies all the time. It's not limited to the Beis Hamikdash. Of course not. Why should it be limited to the Beis Hamikdash? And it applies to both Jewish men and Jewish women. They shouldn't be bullies. Yes? Shechayavim b'ne'arim lino gimoyan derech nachas v'kovim. Okay. Let's continue a little bit, and then we have to see the Mincha Sinach. Over aleihen, v'ichisun, you're over it, and you anger them. O if knitan, o rada behem, o ibid mamonim. Either you anger them, or you annoy them, or you hit them, or you make them lose their money. The kol shekenim hiko son. How much more so if you strike them, or is it over below tasa? Now, do you think you're loka on this or not? So says the Chinuch, amazing. He says, "Va'afal pi shein lokan al lav zeh." He says, "Even though you're not lokan on this lav, fisheina inui davar mesuyim kedei lahalkos alav. Ki liyolam yuchol hamaana rasha liton b'sheker ki minadin inam olatovasim. Hashem yisparach shuboichin lavavos tove etzaron." So I think that's we're going to divide it up into two reasons. Why the Chinuch says, "Why aren't you chad malchus?" Well, he doesn't say that. He says it's not a dover mesuyim because What does it mean, a davar mesuyim?
You like he's mocking it by speaking.
Yeah, but he seems to say, well, we're going to get to what you're saying, but he seems to say, because you never can pin him down, because that guy can make some excuse and say, no, I meant it for the good.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? And they can't give a guy hasra on that, because you know what the guy's meaning is. Only Hashem knows what the guy's doing. So that's the first reason I'd like to say. I'd like to say he's saying two reasons. That's the first reason. That's what he wants at $10. It's not a davar mesuyim. You can't pin it down to nail him, to give him malchus, because why? Because the bottom line is he could always say, I wasn't bullying. I did it to make sure that he's a good guy. Now that might be baloney, right? And Hashem's giving the guy, Hashem only knows, but the bottom line is, if you think about it, the nature of this is bullying and afflicting, and who knows what the guy meant. That's the first reason, I believe. I'm going to break it down into two reasons. Then, it's kind of like the second one that I said, V'hari onsho mefurish b'toyer. The onus is mefurish b'toyer. Shenemar, sham sham perichav gimel, v'rakti eschem b'chariv, chlomer mide kineg and mide. The people that, the women, the wives of the people that are afflicted, the widows and their kids, they will not find anyone merciful in them. You know the mocker. So to dafches, mide kineg and mide. Vim nekevehi, hama'ane tamus. What happens if she's a woman? Vim nekevehi, hama'ane tamus. The afflicter will what? The afflicter will die. Yisha, Yisa Harris, and what? And her husband will marry another woman. Shetane banan. That new woman, like the bad stepmother, will afflict the kids. You hear what he's saying? So if you have a woman, yeah? If you have a woman that afflicts, yeah? She's going to die. What's going to happen? Her husband's going to remarry a new woman, and that new woman's going to be mean to what? Her kids. The bully woman, you follow me? Shetan also. Ben Shimati. Or you say Kimtsok alai, maybe you should have to change it. Shemul Hashma Sakas, that was the puzzle. Varamban Zal Yimna Azara Yasum Alvana Shay Lavim and Atam Shikzam Lamala. Rabban is two lava.
Oh, so that's why this Rabbi based two
reasons. So I wanna say the two reasons. The second reason Hashem says, I got this. And it's really unique, I'll tell you, Matthew, because if someone would stop you on the street, you're developing, and there's a budding Talmud Chacham, what are different svaras that why you're not located? Either Lav Shem B'maisa, or it's a Lav Anita Klase, or it's a Lav Shem B'Klolos. You know, there's a Lav that includes many things, like Osochol Adam, Basin cannot eat food the day they execute someone, can't eat before davening. You know, there are other dinim about losochol adam. If a lav includes many things, they're not local. The different rules. I believe here the chinuch is coming up with a new chiddush. There are two new rules. Number one, you can't pin him down because why? You can always say he wasn't bullying. And number two, Hashem says, I got it. You know what I mean? Even though an onish can come into shamayim, it's like this is different. You know what I'm saying? Remember we learned the din that an onish ben shamayim cannot what? An onish ben shamayim cannot be less than the age of what? The age of 20, remember we learned that? And Nadav and Avihu were an exception to the rule because they're smart. Remember we said that? The marker was from Atzlach. Shmuel and Nadav was punished at the age of 4 because he paskin in front of Eli. Because whenever you're smart, that din 20 didn't apply, remember? But usually the ownership of Shem is Hashem orchestrates things. This is like even more direct. It's like this is in place of Mises based. So those are the two reasons I'd like to suggest. But look at this, look at the Minchasina. Minchasina gives a little bit different. Let's see. Okay. You with me?
Which one?
Lefishen. Yeah, yes. Lefishen. I am Ba'agos Mishlel Melech Kan, Kosov, that Tam ain't a Noach law. He doesn't like this reasoning of the Chinuch. It was Sefer Seder Mishnah, Hilchos Deus, Perek Vav Loch Yud, Kosov Gam Kain, the Divrei Rava Machaber Ein Lem Bir. Chinuch has no Hesber. The Bechol Alavin Yochol Litin Al Maslis. All Lavin you could give a bunch of excuses. Yeah? You can always give a bunch of excuses with all lavin. The bottom line is that what? You can make all the excuses in the world, but once you're makabel hasra, you're done. No? Let's say, oh, you didn't mean to eat the ham, but you accepted hasra, you ate the ham. You were warned not to bully it all money, you did it. Don't give me your whole business.
No, but the problem is then, how do I know?
How do you know? That's what I hear you. In other words, because it's so esoteric, right?
Yeah.
The nature, ham is a maisa achilu. You ate the ham.
Yeah. The best example is a basketball coach. no one on the team takes the criticism from the coach the same way.
Right.
Some people love the constructive criticism. Some people don't.
Some
like
don't
it
like
all,
it.
But how do you know?
Right. How do you know? And the whole thing is esoteric. Okay, I hear you. But I guess he was saying that there's an external definition, like you said.
Yeah.
Most guys would view it as upsetting. So okay. Listen to this. This is a famous sheet of the Chinuch. Kevin she'efshar lav or lav b'li ma'isa, af al yedei ma'isa ein lokin. Ba'arava mechaber l'shitaso. Ayin mitzah shin dalet men till mitzah shin men vavod. You hear that?
So if you can do it within lav she'efshar.
Right. I want you. This is a famous sheet of the Chinuch that he says anytime you can transgress the lav without a ma'isa, that even if you do it with a ma'isa, you're not lokin. So maybe that's what he is referring to here. But he doesn't say that, you know. He doesn't say that, and he writes in so many places, you would have thought if that's what he meant here, he would have said it. But since you can bully the widow or by being doing a mice to them, or you can do it with words, you never look it. But he doesn't say it, you know. Now I want you to know this. There's a sheet that's completely pum fakir. Whose sheet is that? The Magid Mishnah. Mayan Sham Shiksha al Rambam the Ladasa Rava Magid. The Pirik Yud Gimel Mechusirus Alach Abayis Hu Ipcha. What's his shita? The Cholhecha the Meshkachas Maisa Loken Apolo Asa Maisa. Anytime that we dig up a Maisa, you're Loken even if you can't do the Maisa. Imkain Lama Ein Loken La Ramam. You hear the shita Magid Mishnah? He says, Pum Fakir. He says, if you can do it with a Maisa, then even when you don't do it with a Maisa, you'll be Loken. So if that's the case, you should be Loken. And then he says, Vegam Lesfaras Arava Mechaber, even according to the Chinuch, hear the cat. What does that mean now? What does that mean? What's it then by Bayi Rabbi Matzah? Not seeing and not finding is passive. But what happens to the Rambam? Remember we said the Rambam in the Chinuch also says, if you buy or make it, you're loka, because you transgressed it through a Maisa. So he's saying, even according to the Svar of the Mechaber, of the Chinuch, nevertheless, when you do a bullying with a Maisa, you should be Chayiv, no? Why is that different than Bayi Rabbi Matzah? So look what he says. Sarach Lomer Kichiluko Shoshar Amelch Perikalnus Chometz Matzah Alach Gimel Imken Kan Nami. What does that mean? You know what the Shoshar Amelch says? So the Shoshar Amelch says like this: when you engage in buying and making, when you have no chometz, yes, the only way you could be over Bayi Rabbi Matzah is what? If you have
passive.
But I'm saying if you don't own chometz, the only way that you could be over is through what? Is through buying or making. So it's through a maisa. So that's tight. And therefore, that's why you're loko over here. So he says the same thing. He says, even according to the chinuch, you should be what? You should be loko here. Because why? Is that true? Is that true, Nerz? If in order to what? I don't know. I don't see why it's comparable. That's what he's answering. It's not comparable. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Over there, the only way if you have no chametz to be over is by making it here. Here you can always, you can do it with words too. So he says that's the difference. Oh. The imken kan nami. The kan leke lemeimer to have a lav shebeklolus. Don't give me the business that it's a lav shebeklolus. Why? The hadas aram mesivra mitzvah lobotase sariches gabi no mavushu kedom the lokin achas. What's by korban pesach? You can't eat it raw, you can't eat it cooked with water, and that's all with loka. See, if there are different ways to be over the lav, you know what I mean? That's not a lav shebeklolus. Lav shebeklolus means when it includes different topics, like not eating before davening, you know, based in can't eat the day they execute someone. When it's different topics, that's a lav shebeklolus. That's all the same topic, just different variations of how to eat the korban pesach and the isser. You follow me? This is the same thing. You could bully with an action, you could bully with words. So he says, I don't understand, Lamaisa. You can't tell me that's what he means, lav shebeklolus. He says he doesn't understand why they should say ain't lokin. According to the Rambam, you should be loka. According to the Chinuch, he wanted to say maybe you should what? Maybe you should be loka because you like Bayi Rabbi Matzah. We give an answer like from like who? Like the Shara Melech. You follow me? Shara Melech's answer. You got me? Shara Melech's answer is the only way if you have no chametz to be over is what? Is by buying or making. Therefore, you're loka on that. But here, I could be over in different ways. So it's Lamaisa, that's a svara for the chinuch. The Rambam is difficult. Lo nimsa b'shasu b'shum mokum lavza nishtana ayin sham. We don't find this lav is different. Interesting, no? Okay. Well, let's take a look now, Viter. Okay? Does this isser apply to a widow or does this isser apply to a divorcee? What do we say? You know, in the yeshiva of Brisk, Rav Avraham Yehoshua in the Eretz Yisrael, if a yasum applies for the yeshiva, it's in automatically. A manifestation of this din. It's unbelievable. He lost a mother, lost his father, it's in no matter what. No matter what the guy's level is. In brisk, because they're makbin on this din. It's amazing, no?
Can you expel a guy if he's a yasum?
It's a serious shiloh. Serious shiloh, Matthew. If it's hurting the whole yeshiva, then maybe there's what the pilpul about, but maybe not.
Only
you have to really, only it's really, really bad. Even when it's really bad, maybe you got to stand on your head and keep him in there. Let's see. Almone, you see? See the Shulchan Aruch Siman Sari Zayin Sifu Dal. Almone, Bein Shiania, Bein Shiashira, Eime Mashkin Oso. You see that? You're never allowed to go in and take any what collateral for if you lent their money. You're not allowed to. Are you familiar with the time of Reb Shimon that Darish time of the Krah? Reb Shimon always gives a rationale all the time. So he says, for a rich woman, it's okay. A rich widow, it's okay. A poor woman, it's not okay. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. Mashkin is you take a... I lend her money. Can I take a collateral from her? Can I take a blanket from her? Can I take something from her? So Reb Shimon says, if she's a rich woman, you can't. If she's a poor widow, you can't. Chacham says it doesn't make a difference. It's not Tarish time in the craw. Tarish says it's awesome. It's awesome. So let's look at the what. You see the small there? Simon Sifkov Nikov base. Almanon, Bein Shi Ania Chule, Shnemer Lo Sachbol Begin Almana Chule, Umas Rafilumai the Mutter Lachbol Baakrahan Aide Shlir Bezen, Usser, Gabi Almana, Rafil Yashira, even if she's a wealthy woman, Kaven Shi Tashish Koach, like we said, she's still weak, Kederach Hanashim, Vinukit Almana, why does the Shulchan Aruch mention Almana? Shein Lo Ozer, there's no one to help her, the Somech Lo Miisha, and she doesn't have a husband, Velomi Avia, she doesn't have her father, Shvar Yatzim Rishuso. Writes the small, get it down, Vuhua Din Grusha. The same thing applies to the divorcee. La Fuke Besula, Shibir Shusavia Nirli. So he says that what? He says it applies to a divorcee, but does not apply to a single woman if the single woman is what? Is being supported by the father. Besula here means a single woman. So the small applies it to a Grusha. Okay? Same applause applies to the Grusha. Let's look at the Shach. The Shach argues. Says the Shach. Almone, yeah? You got it?
Yep.
Almone ben shi yaniya chule, the cause of asmavu din Grusha. The Sarachim. I disagree. Da machrichim almone l'shalim. We force almone to pay the loan back. Rakshain memashkino, so you don't take any collateral from her house. Ba'akor chatam shalo l'tzar almone. Please don't pain the almana. Shaliba shavur. Her heart is broken with doeg. She's worried. By time alo shayach begrusha. Wow. That svara does not apply by a grusha. Vahare, and behold, Reb Shimon the Tana Polig v'svirle dashira, that even a wealthy woman, afilo almana m'mashkin, a wealthy woman, a wealthy widow, you can take from her house. So Reb Shimon imkein yeshlomer de begrusha, by a divorcee, afilu tanakama modale, vidok. Wow. The machlok is only by a widow. You follow me? But when it comes to a divorcee, the tanakama would agree with Reb Shimon that what? That you could take it away. So it comes out to be a machlok is the small and the shach. Does this isser apply to a grusha? Now, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that applies to every human being, then obviously it does. Obviously, they're assuming like Rabbi Kiva. And when it says Alman, is it Alman Adafka or is it Hua Dinami a grusha?
You can plug that machlokas Rabbi Shimon of Chum into the Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva.
But I think they're arguing within Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Mechaver Alacha Kalacha Rabbi Kiva. So, because within Rabbi Shmuel, it applies to any human being, we said, remember?
Okay.
We're working within Rabbi Kiva, but when it says Alman, is it Dafka Alman or does it apply to a grusha? Very interesting, and you have to keep that in mind. So,
Rabbi, is something that it's telling on the fact that. Like, I know this small was writing that because she has no one to rely on. And that's, I think, really why he underlined about the Basula, who has her father to protect her. And
right.
That
but if you have a single woman that's self-sufficient, it should apply.
It should theoretically apply.
I agree.
The small. So
I agree with you. But I would have said it only works in one direction by a woman. Let's say you have a man that's a widower or a divorcee. Still, though, it's different. The woman, we're afraid, we don't want the woman to be picked on. The man has less chance to be picked on.
So that's why the shach mockers it by emotional stress.
I think so.
And weakness.
I believe so. Let's take a look at that second page. Go back. Actually, the third page in the pack. You see the Minchas Chinuch there?
Yeah.
So let's see that inside the Nos Gimel. What he claims. Now, maybe you could bring up the following svara that maybe the machlokas, the small and shmach, is only by al mashkon from an almana. You follow me? But maybe the gabi being bullying this, everyone will agree. You hear what he's saying? Maybe there's a distinction. Take a look. That's what Ms. Maskinik wants to say. Look at Oz Gimel. Vayin b'smah simin tzari zayin sif kon kofbeiz v'taz sif yudalin gabi lav de choyvo begin almona daitem the gam grusha b'chlaza. A divorce is included in this. The gam besula. Oh, even a single woman das a taz. We didn't have the taz yet. You see that? She b'chlal lav de almona ayin shav. So now we have a new shita. The taz says a single woman is included. V'efshad l'livreim gam kan grusha b'chlaza. According to this, also it would be sister of bully a grusha. He argues by the collateral, it's only an Isra on the Almana, who did Hacha. And at first glance, one would say maybe this is only an Almana bullying. Then he backs out of it. Who wrote the Urim V'Turim? Reb Yonis and Eibshitz. He wants to say, Kuli Alma Modim. When it comes to the Isra of bullying, it's different. Everyone agrees. Dariye Shomim, the Bechol Adam Shaykh Azarazu. Once you invoke Rabbi Shmuel, yes, the Gam Liloshen or Rav Machaber, maybe Dibri Chachamim Zomer Ishu Kovel Tzlabal Kula in Kain Efsha Kol Bechlav Sarach La'ain B'Davar. So you want to say maybe that Machleis is limited to a Mashkel. When it comes to bullying, everyone would agree to apply to everyone. You follow me? Maybe you could apply the same thing and say the Machleis applies also by bullying, and or maybe it could be Machalik say by Mashkel and it's a Machleis. But by bullying, everyone agrees it applies to a Grusha. And also like that, Taz, a single woman as well, Pashim Shot. Okay? We got that?
Yeah.
Oh. So this brings us to the following. Let's look at the Rambam. Perek Vav Alecha Yud. That's just a quote this din in the Shulchan Aruch about the Mashkin. Perek Vav Alecha Yud. You got it? Hilchos Deis? Right here in the Rambam. Yeah, you got it right here? Hilchos Deis. Let's see the Rambam. Rambam writes, Chayiv Odom Liyazar be Yisomim v'almonos v'neshe nafshin shvelim. Person tzchayiv to be careful with Yisomim v'almonos v'neshe nafshin shvelim. Because their soul is very low, l'mod, v'ruchan n'mucha, and their spirit is low. They're very, very depressed. Ava b'shein ba'al imamim, even though they're wealthy. Fila almanusa shal melech, hear that? Even the widow of a king.
It seems like he's mocked
there
emotional.
Oh, Yisomim shal melech, even the orphans of a king. Muzar nanu alein, shnemer kol amanu yasum losanu. Veich noag in iman, how are you supposed to act with them? Lo yadar bar alem el arakos, speak soft to them. Lo yinug ben el minik kova, be respectful of them. Lo yachiv gufin ba avoyda, don't be hard on them in the work. Lo liben bidvarim. Don't be so strong with them. Yachos al amanu, be merciful with their money. Yosim imanu matzma, more than your own money. So don't punish their bodies with avodah v'lo liban, with their heart bidvarim. Be nice to them. Be yachos and be merciful on their money more than mamon atzel. Kol ha-maktinen or hichisun. Anyone ignores them or angers them, or chichiv liban, or hurts their heart, or rod the man, or hits them, or even mamon, or loses their money, or is over below tasa. The kol shekin ha-mako son of makalon. How much more so someone hits them or curses them. Alav ze af bisha ein lokin alav. Even though there is no mox, I own shem afurish b'torah. It's kind of like what I said. Hashem says, I got this. V'chara apiv arakti eschem b'chorev. Bris krusel lehen. There's a bris that's cut with the Hashem, Misha Amar, v'haya ha'olam, Hashem. Shekozman shem tzorkin v'machmas, v'chamas, anytime they're screaming because of violence, hey nenin, they'll be answered. Shenem rakim tzok, yitzak elai shama, eshma sa'akosom. V'med v'rum rizman shino som l'sorki atzmo. That's when you afflict them for your own purposes. But let's say the Rav gives a Muslim order to teach them Torah. Oh, umnus acheris. Or the mentor is teaching the apprentice to lead them on a pathway of parnasa or zemutter. When you do it, lo yunug ben minik kol adam eliyaslehem hefresh v'inalim benachas. You should masber to them. And you should lead them in nachas, barachimim, gedolim, a lot of mercy with cover. Ki Hashem yarivi rivom. Hashem fights their fights. Echad yasum me'av, interesting. Echad yasum me'ein. Please get that down. Whether you lost your father or your mother. Vad emasai nikroim yasomim linin zeh. How long are they called yasomim? Achlo yitzrichim laudim godol, lisamech lo amnam uli tapo behen. Until they're self-sufficient, they don't need anyone to help them. Eliyu also kol tzarki atzmo atzmo kishar golak daylim. So once you're self-sufficient, you lose that din. Okay? But the almana is until she what? Until she gets remarried, Poshim Shad. Okay. Now, let's look at the Ramban. The Ramban says the following. Unbelievable Kiddush. Ramban says the following. Let's see what he says. You have to be so, so careful, Amaisa. I know of a situation that someone was making a simcha, an almana, and someone came in and wanted to what? Share it. They wanted to share the simcha. Different party. And they asked the person. So the almana's family said yes, but it really they didn't want to share it. Why'd you ask the question? You know what I mean? Don't ask the question. Have some seichel. That was also hurting an almana. You shouldn't have asked it. You want to make the simcha, you do it at a separate time. Says the Ramban, V'tam kol almana, afilu ashira ba'alas nechasim, even if she's a wealthy woman, kidimasa metsuya, because her tears are very common. You know, the Gemara writes in one place, Hashem counts the tears of a woman. So when you get married, Lamais, you have to be very careful about that. Even if it was, you don't think it was deserving that she should cry, what she did doesn't make a difference. It's the outcome. Listen to what the Ramban says, it's amazing. With the punishment of the widow and its screaming. And the children, orphans, b'sakas ha'yosim. Va'onish hazeh lo manu osom raboseinu b'chol chayvi misis b'nei shamayim b'broisu t'veilu ha'inshu misis ha'shnuyim b'sin Sanhedrin. Wow. There's a whole list in Sanhedrin, lists off the people that chayvi misis b'nei shamayim. And you know what? This is not on the list. Why is it not on the list? Isn't this also, Hashem says, I got it?
Because this isn't, it's going to actually kill you.
This is different. Exactly. Well said. Va'tam, says the Ramban, shenzeh misis k'misis b'nei adam b'nei shamayim. It's not like a classical case, like you said, that it's a misa that's really b'nei adam, but it's just done orchestrated b'nei shemayim. Kenemar behem umesu bo ki chalulu v'lo tamusu. Aval onish b'kan shiyar gosam b'cherv oidiv. No, it's like Hashem is directly saying this is the punishment that you should be killed with the sword of your enemy. O b'mochama yarad, or in b'mochama you go down in nesva below da, and you'll be swallowed up without any notification. Your wives will be amonis forever. Your kids will be yisom leolim. So it's kind of like, it's not like what? Like it's a misa b'dei shemayim. That it's like a misa b'dei adam, just orchestrated b'dei shemayim. Here it's what? Here it's much different. What is it? It's like Hashem itself, what? It's a direct punishment in that sense. Correct. Like the Gemara has, if a guy's chayiv sreifa, what happens, the Gemara says? Snake bites him, you know? Gemara and so the Dafka says, didn't Arba Mises' bottle? If a guy's going to do skili, he falls off the ladder. You know, Hashem orchestrates these different punishments. But here, Lamais, it's a completely, it's like, it's a
shot at Teva that you're going to die.
Yeah, it's kind of like, but it's not like, it's like that the enemy, yeah. It's Mashana Teva that you're going to die, Lamais, but that's Dafka, the punishment, you know what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush, Lamais, of someone engaging in such a terrible thing. Allah Almighty. So Hashem says, that's why it's like Hashem says, you got it. Take a look at the next Rambam. The Rambam discusses the greatness of helping out on Yud Zayin. Perek Beis Allah Yud Zayin. He discusses helping out the Amana and the Ani. Perek Beis Allah Yud Zayin. Mutav Lodim Laharbos B'matonus Avyonim Laharbos B'sudosim B'shloch Monos L'Reyev. It's better that a person should be Marba Matonus Avyonim and Marba B'sudosim B'shloch Monos L'Reyev. This is the biggest simcha and glorification is to mesmech the heart of the anim, the orphans, and the widows, and the gerim. If you make happy the heart of these dispirited people, domu l'shchina, wow. It's domu l'shchina that Hashem revives the people that have low spirits and revives the people that are depressed. It's mamish like. He says, "Is yidomu l'shchina." It's mamish. You know the famous Latin phrase, "Amityachu dei alachta bedrachov." You should follow Hashem's footsteps. This is mamish of all the dinim, is to take care of that. That's mamish following what. There was a great rav. The rav differed with him though. Sometimes in Ashkofit, there was a great man named Rav Rachman Zatzal. He was a great Talmud Chacham. He he maybe had some liberal views. He said that the halacha of tan lemezav tandu and lemezav armla didn't exist bismanazah. That phrase that women want to be more married than single, he came out once in the late 50s, says that doesn't exist. The Rav really gave it to him. He says you can't change what the Gemara said about that. But nonetheless, he was a Rav in the five towns. And before he was a Rav in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, and then he made Aliyah, who was the president of Bar Ilan University. And they say when he was a Rav in the five towns, in the shul there, where Rabbi Wurzburger's Zatzal was the Rav. So, you know, before he was the Rav, before Rabbi Wurzburger, before he would come home Friday night to say Kiddush for his family, he would go to all the Amanos' houses and say Kiddush for them. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
before he came home.
It reminds me of, I think Rebbe told us in the neighborhood of Shatra, the name of Rebbe, that there's that Gemara, that Eliyahu Navi goes to the base manager and they ask him who's going to be Zocha to
Chelik and Olam Haba.
They say like, the
Bat Chonim. Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chavez. Gemara in Tainis, the two people that make Bat Chonim. Rashi says Sameach, but you have to be happy yourself. Sameach, Mesmerachem. Our Shah says that, Pshat and Rashi. So this is a tremendous Kiddush. Okay, so let's close with the following of this importance, Lamaisa. The importance, we mentioned the manifestation of it. It's about being accepted in the yeshiva. And you asked me about what? You asked me about being expelling someone. Also comes up. Want to just close with the following. And that is that, you know, the truth is we have to be very careful and to realize Lamaisa. But I want to just point out that you have to be very nuanced and you have to use your seichel. Because you don't want to make the person feel bad. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, it's the Amun. Oh, it's the Asim. Woe to that person. What if they make themselves feel bad. You have to code it. You have to be nuanced about it and use it with seichel to make sure you do it nice.
Extra cheshbon.
Exactly. Cheshbon, make it out nice, Lamaisa. That you don't make the person feel the ashbuch, that you know that they should know they're in person, that we respect them for their. But we code it in a way that it's mechabed them in a way that we have to be strong, Allah Lamaisa, and look out. For the gear, the Yosef Valmanda will apply it to Grusha, and according to Mishmo, you apply it to everyone. But we want to argue, even with Rebbe Kiva, Valmanda was Ladafka, maybe even a Grusha. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thanks,
Mishmo. Shkoy to you. Very good.
Okay, so tomorrow.